On a Thursday afternoon, and right now we are jumping into a conversation with an amazing, amazing, I want to call her a young lady. Young lady, someone! Isn't it okay? It's a Thursday. You know, it's Throwback Thursday. We've got to go back in time and feel like young men and young ladies, right?
I'll forgive you based on that, but I'm not a young lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Force Thapelo Pule joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the midday.
I would
don't
be a young lady. Hello, everybody at home. I am Thapelo, Sister Force Pule. Thank you for having me on Hope Live.
So great to have you on the line. An amazing entrepreneur that you are. And of course, Sister Pause. You know, on a Thursday, we like to call everyone the younger version of themselves. Sister Pause, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you into? And who are you? Just Zazise, man. Zazise, Ntombi.
Okay. Thapelo, Sister Pause Pule is a creative and lifestyle entrepreneur. I'm the CEO of Sister Pause World Holdings, which is a trio brand. The first brand is called I Am Sister Boss, which is my personal brand, where I practice my craft as a poet, writer, facilitator, arts administrator, arts educator, speaker, and quite a lot. And then the second brand is called Sister Boss Concepts, which is a private company. It's a creative consulting and management company. The creative side is that we do interior design and deco pieces.
Wow.
We also produce African accessories. The consulting and management is we do business management, brand development, project management, occupational intelligence, strategic planning, SMME development, organizational development.
Wow.
Yeah, we do quite a lot in that profession. And then the last brand, it's called Sister Pause Academy and Company, which is my heart and soul because of I like giving back and developing people. So Sister Pause Academy and Company, it's an arts institute that specializes with facilitation and arts education and theater in education. Yep, so that's who I am.
Yeah, I love that you ended with that one because the line for the corner. What is this about when we look at it, the institute that you have is an institute that specializes in arts education. It's very rare to find spaces such as this. Arts education is very rare in our spaces. Why did you come up with this particular concept?
Okay, so for me, I've been a creative or an artist for over 21 years professionally. I count my development days. So it means when I have to count from development, I started literally in grade 5.
Wow.
When I became part of the Market Theater Schools Festival. So that's how far my development in the arts, but professionally practicing, it's been 21 years. And then in that space, I've realized that creative jobs are contract jobs, are temporary. Creative jobs will make you feel like a celebrity and still be broke in the next 2 months. And and then we face a lot of mental health challenges because of our statuses doesn't match our bank accounts, doesn't match our problems. So you look beautiful on the road, beautiful on social media, beautiful Sister Boss who's known everywhere. But when I get home, I'm overwhelmed by the bills, and the life that I live out there is not the life that I live at home. So for me, it was like, how do I come up with an exit strategy? One, for art practitioners. The second thing was, how do I then create a sustainable thing for upcoming artists to say, man, again, I go the industry, you need to find something that will sustain you a bit longer. So that's how arts education was born, to say, I work within the industry. So the first thing that I did was like to think, imagine if artists were to be treated as educators, then they will qualify for UIF. They will be qualifying for long-term contracts than the 3 months, 2 months, 1 day, 3 weeks, 1 week. So you can get the shortest contract from 12 months to 3 years to 5 years working in an education institute, but just specializing with the arts.
Wow.
So what we
Wow.
So what we do in our space, we focus at that.
Wow, this is beautiful. This is so beautiful, Sister Boss. And it's something that our artists need within any space. You need to be equipped so that you can become the better and the best version of yourself. You've got programs within this organization, within this academy. Can you just list a few of the programs that you offer as part of your programs and projects?
Okay, so we have the Pioneers, which is a 10-month work readiness programs for artists and creatives.
Mm.
This is for young artists and creatives. The program is open for young people between the ages of 18 to 30.
Yeah.
So they come at our space as young artists, whether they come from whatever background of the arts, it's not important. So when they come into our space, they will be learning in the 10-month program, they will learn arts administration. They will learn what we call creative entrepreneurship. They will learn facilitation and arts education. Mm-hmm. And then throughout this process, then we put them in real job experiences. So they also learn project management. So then those who want to venture into arts education within their 10 months, we will place them in schools and ECDs for practicals.
Okay.
Those who want to start their own businesses, we help them register their own businesses. We help them how to come up with creative marketing strategies and all of that. So after 10 months, they graduate. Some of them, when we are lucky and we have funding for other projects, we re-employ. Some of them, we make them beautiful references. They go work and they are ready for the working world because of they learn both practical and soft skills within the program. So that's the Pioneers, right? So the other program, which is very big at our heart, why we even started what we are doing, it's called Rearuta Arts. Okay. So Rearuta Arts is started as a toolkit for arts education. So as a content producer, I produce manuals on a personal level.
Okay.
So I produced a curricula that covers ECD, primary schools, and high school in all four, mostly three. I wouldn't say music per se, because music is vast.
Mm.
So it's dance, drama, introduction to music, and dance. It's dance, drama, visual arts, craft, introduction to music, if I were to say that. So the toolkit is meant to support artists who wants to start after school program, how to run effective art lessons, how to teach kids more than just to create with them. Because half of the time as artists, when we are given an opportunity to work with children, we create more than we educate. A child will know that I am doing this in a drama piece, but they don't know what that thing is called. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, you find kids saying, no, in a drama piece, I have a speech. And you're like, no, but it's not called a speech. It's called a monologue. Once you're speaking alone and addressing the audience, you should know that in drama, the language is monologue. So arts education is about that at Rearuta Arts, that we teach first. After teaching, then we then create together with the children, because of it also helps us to know when you work with children, content is relevant for their age group, that we do not even re-traumatize when we do our arts education program with young people. So the toolkit also can be used by creative arts teachers in schools. Mm. So yeah, that's what Rearuta Arts is about. So what we do then, we offer master classes. If not a master class, it's a full day 5 workshop on facilitation and arts education. So you'll come at our space, either attend a master class, which is one day, or you come for the full-fledged workshop where you will learn facilitation skills utilizing arts-integrated methodologies. We offer holiday programs during holidays for children, even for educators. We also do school trips so that children can learn outside of the classroom. We believe learning exploring outside of the classroom widens and broadens their learning views and to any topic in the world.
Sister Boss, this is amazing. And so for someone who's listening in as interested in becoming or joining your organization, this academy, and getting equipped, how do they connect with you?
Okay, we are on Facebook. It's Sister Boss Academy.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Instagram, which is Sister Boss Academy _company. We are on TikTok at Sister Boss Academy.
Yeah.
Or our offices are at 17 Oak Wright in Winebeck. So it's by opposite Sasol Garage. There's a center called the Alexandra Mutwedi Center. So we've got an office there. So you can come through and get more information. You can get hold of me on 078-617-5731 if you want also want more information. Or also you can go to our website called www.imsisterboss.world. www.imsisterboss.world. And Sister Boss, I don't know how to sister what. T-E-R, it's T-A, sister with T-A, you know. So that's where you can find more, get hold of us if you want to know how to enroll into our master classes or workshops.
Anything in the horizon for someone that is listening in, and maybe you have master classes around the corner, any major events around the corner that someone can sign and register for?
I think our next master classes will be in September. Mm-hmm. Look out in our social media for the rest of the information. It will be coming out. We have our next master classes in facilitation and arts education in September.
Ah, man, thank you so much for your time. We are out of time, but what are your parting words to someone tuned in right now? Sister Boss, let's encourage someone, let's lift somebody up and give them hope for a better future.
As artists, academia is very important. Let's get empowered. Let's get into the academic system so that our industry can be taken seriously. It can only be influenced by us.
Thank you so much. We honor you and the work that you do. You are a leader in the art space, a leader to empower the next generation and more people in their journey of the art space. That is Thapelo, Sister Boss Pule, who has been joining us right here online. An amazing creative and lifestyle entrepreneur. God bless you and have a fabulous weekend ahead.
Thank you.
All right, do make sure that you follow that amazing organization, follow Sister Boss as well, so that you get more information on the different offerings that she has. She's even